people understand what he's talking about. No one in the past said, this land is mine, but it belonged to everybody. When people want to come and hunt, nobody went out and told them, you're hunting on my land. And also, when people hunted in the past, they didn't go out to hunt just to waste what they were after. They went out there to hunt because they needed what they needed, or what they were after. And he'd like to follow up on a suggestion that Mr. Blunka made, and that is that if people would continue, even after they got title, the village corporations got title to their land, with the idea that the native people have always had, and that is to say, you're hunting on my land, or share and share alike, and not go and tell people this land is mine and not yours, there would be less problems. But if people started telling other people, you're trespassing because this is my village corporation land, and he says that he sees a problem, that there could be fighting, there could be, you know, a lot of misunderstanding created by many people because of this.
Chalisu Kanika Nangaluku Kanakut Katak Kamaguta 1971 am King on Yuch at Neat Lagan Katoi meeting Alani am Skon with the Lama Nichuganaki. Yachtu Alakasu Kaisun Maguta King of Clit Kanguta Tawakum Tamakin Nunataiskun and Kaisun Yuchikat. Tamakut to Mikilungut Makutayagua to Miaklaranga. Kaisun Ika Ika Naksuyaksuki, Kaisun with Tokaika Asikalutin King of Tni with Taska, Twangutasu Akasagani Akanumani Nam Kangani with Tangairut Sakut. Chali Una Nangaluku, Ranami Nichu Nevasamani, Tauna Yaksin Kalakshani, Nitshaka. Ilaitun Katoimana extend the real reac niluku 20 chalias hagun, Tamana suki umyaksum nitok chali atau kautiks numuyang chat mujiks hatok umyaksumani 20 years extend the kuni tama umyang chatak kauluting tamatum nasini. Do I cotton amshata can rule it pitak luku mana canotka.
Okay. His last area of concern deals with afterborns, which were referred to afterborns, 1971 on, children who are born. His question is how, in his thinking, how can they live without land? You know, they... just because they're born after 1971, they're not treated like the rest of us who have a share of land or whatever. And in his mind, he would like to figure out a way to be able to help these afterborns. He didn't come up with any immediate suggestion. But his second thing is a suggestion, that is that he heard Mr. Berger, I guess, mention earlier today something about extending the deadline for 1991. In 1991, I guess there's a provision there. If people want to, they can extend their restriction of stock or whatever for 20 years. He says that he is for that, and if that can be possible, to... the meat came from the land, and then the main diet, he says, particularly to him and his family back when he was a child, was fish, which was salmon. And then their economy was a different, had a different base also. It was based mainly on hunting. The economic structure of the family was based on how much food they had, or how much food they were able to acquire. And this was mainly done from hunting. And because of this, there was no waste. People just didn't use a portion of the meat and threw the rest away. Even with the fish, they used the whole fish. You know, nowadays when we sell fish, he says the Japanese use the eggs, and we just sell the meat of the fish. But back then, the native people ate the eggs too. They used the whole fish. And then he kept coming back to the idea of how everybody treated everyone equally. Even though, you know, some of the families were not able, they got their fair share when it came time to have something to eat. The other people made sure that the other people had something to eat. Another thing he brought out was concerning their methods and their tools of hunting back then, when he was a child, were a lot more primitive than what they are today. The example he gave was about nets. You know, today our nets can last for quite a while. They're made of nylon, but back then the nets that they had rotted easily. And but even though they had these primitive tools and methods of getting their food, they still were willing to share with other people with what they got. And the example gave of what type of nets that they sometimes used were, one was that they made nets out of sinew, caribou muscle. They'd strand it, and then they'd make nets out of it. And then they'd take the caribou bones or animal bones and use them for sinkers. And then, of course, they'd use whatever wood was available for floats. But his main idea, I think it would be well for us to remember as Native people, is that everybody shared and was concerned in a subsistence way of life, in particular, with one another.
Thank you again, sir.
Thank you.
The Honorable Thomas H. Berger of the Alaska Native Review Commission. I am David B. Naniluk of the native village of Togiak. Before I go any further at this point, I would like to say a short word of prayer. Samgatam kanch bailigma atkap atmap tumatkan awatini. Kami Agay na tawat kilag matlami. Tsam tamak mi tigo mekstini. Tsam tut tamak mi piyokstini. Tsiyok nun paloh tukot kato matumi atakumi. Matumi lusasami. Magayokun ngil kumpni. Tagom tigo meknafkot. Ano kani umifkot. Awluk mafkot lo. Awakin tiyo lamp ng kaya kaluta, anak niyo malkof kut. Alungot kamp niklut, chiki kaluta, kalakht siyot kamp nik. Patram klut, chiki kaluta, taringot kamp nik. Tawa man kong nakuntan kalrakon. Taringot kamp nik, chiki kayo kut. Siyukhtun paluhtukut. Magutmai amlhkutlgit matum nalini. Kan kluagautit. Bit kluagautit. Agam kaya nakkutit. Tamakutum yomtnik chali gakhluki. Tagamanganakuntan kilrakun. Taging utkamtnik siki kibungifkut, siki kasko maluta. Ukutlu chali, tumigil rit. Siulikan putmakin nunan giluwal rit. Chali kuyawik luki. Kanak tuwal khatni. Kan ruyut tungkatahpuk naki. Yul rit. Mae matum nallini kataagi maalamtkun. Tiulam ta kanruyu taitnik. Mae magutkun paiftlgitkun. Tiunimtni allairahkatkun. Akka paasla gaaluta. Akka suvillait nangkhts siiga liilutun tiunakkaarulutu. Kaiga uikamtkun Tanrmkumtan kilrakun. Umiyohkait niksikkius klukitagum tamakutlut. Siulirmkutlukut kanrakkat. Tagum anrmkumtan kilrakun. Puki liumayuk nifki. Kanrakkat lumanna. Antsuhtuk fknakulp tanrmiumalkpun. Saitatagumant nerat. Amlin rilin ran kaigawi kamtrin. Tsalimagut ayag yopu takhtsak khalugi. Mahun liitlgatkun. Alakhtst fknaki. Tumigil rakhtating tagom tkut klugi.
Any time a white person came, they respected the native people's land as if it belonged to the native person, whether it had a deed or a title to it. And so, before they built, I guess they went around to several villages up in the Kuskokwim area, which is now the Bethel area, and try to get permission from some of the village elders to build some houses or to build a mission. There were several villages that they went to, and the villages told them that they couldn't. Finally, they came to a village which is, I guess, known as Akyak, which is just above Bethel. And the leader there, who was probably one of the earlier Russian Orthodox laymen, they are known as Duyuks, gave them or showed them a piece of land which the native people back then didn't value very much. and told them that they could build right there, and that happened to be the place where the city of Bethel is built today. They were given permission to build some houses, and I guess this is where the name Bethel came from, because it was a mission station. And this group of people that settled up there were, I guess, accounted for, probably given some of the first education to the local people in the area. They educated some of the native people. The reason why they were accepted, I guess, by the native people was because they were willing to become like the native people. There was a fella that came up with them. I guess he was a half Indian. His name was John Kilbuck. And he learned the language, and he lived and became one of the natives in the area, and told the native people that he was a native. And so he was accepted. And from him, many of the native people up in the Bethel area learned, you know, some things of the white man culture. But my dad, I guess, talked earlier today. I wasn't around, but he told also that he was born somewhere around 1900. So, you know, back then they didn't have any birth dates, or they didn't record them. But anyway, right around 1900, I guess, was his birth date. Today we give him a birthday because he's one of us. We figure he's born right around somewhere in February. And our family has given him February 25 as his birthday. Anyway, he reiterated the fact that back when he started realizing, when he first started realizing things, the main staple diet of the native people was fish. And this is what has been the main diet of this area in the Kuskokwim. And then the main source of clothing was furs. Everybody had furs for clothing. They didn't have a Sears catalog, I suppose, to order stuff from. So they got everything from the land, just like what some of the other fellows, the older folks, said earlier. There were few white people when he was a child. And whenever they came around, they respected the people in the area, and they just didn't go out and hunt and fish like so many people do today without getting prior permission from the local people. And the local people, the native people,
Dasha, one more. Samuri metel kan kada sulra. Kan khaka kana lewel buhta. Samuri metel metel kan kada sulra. Takna lewel buhpa. Kan khaka kata takna lewel buhta. Iga tugu masami ga kukuluki kan kan kapiya kanak. Mukadu ko iga yu itaktim. Mukaksik to ko saka dun kan saka since 1950. School lu ila matlu. Nilu mun hatta ima ikap ka anak tu saklai sen nari a rauhlu ni. Mana saklai sen nari a rauhlu ni. Pisu saklai sen nari a rauhlu narin kaili nari lu. Ilu munda da kauna pichin kan la solini lea. Matum maid ki takak la kais na lunuit sa. Kanak kakatang na luya guas kakata sa kapiut kaka. Dahi magkitak.
Magkutka. Kanang sak kumki. Ibu gak ngait tu. Gunakan kanot kumki. Cuman tawang. Jadi ya, ilai guru pinya. Marianne Olympic from Higiyagam Kupikakini.
Higiyagam.
Okay, Marianne. Gave us a, said she was going to tell us a little story first about what her father, Ivan Olympic, told her about. we heard about the Russian and American, America or United States dealing with Alaska earlier by several different people. But from what her father, Yvonne, understood, I guess Russia and United States had some discussion on the sale of the land, you know, on several different occasions. And Russia didn't just give in on a first suggestion, but before Russia conceded to the United States to give or to sell the state of Alaska, or whatever became, which became the state of Alaska later, they made the U.S. government promise that they will leave the native people alone as far as, you know, their culture, their way of life and their land is concerned, their way of life. what she don't understand today is if this was the case, you know, how come there's so much discussion and dealing with land in our time. And she, her father was also a reader in the Russian Orthodox Church.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, I finally got my pen at the first break.
I thought he was going to do that too. I should have took shorthand.
You're doing fine.
When your father came up there, I said to myself, boy, they sure do look alike, before I knew what his name was.
Yeah, just pass on sometimes. Tatin could trim good diner, it really. Tatin could trim good diner. Well, I miss my mucky.
Your steam?
Amen. Maybe I'll still have it.
I think your microphone's in there.
Where's Bobby? He was going to fix up those.
He's having coffee.
Oh. Joyce? Don't she know him?
What's that? Bobby, you're an awesome girl.
Yeah. I thought you knew.
Yeah, I should have guessed.
I've been working on commission for about a year. And I said you should have been doing.
Well, even the good interpreters let you do interpret for them when they give their testimony.
I Hey, Bobby. I didn't tell him this one yet, but I guess it's okay. Are the things on? Yeah, I'm gonna find it. Una funny papi mawa kalagot kha kanot kha kha ne kha una funny piwale kuna kanot kha kha kata una una kha taw nai knelo kha kanla man na khani alas kanedi flan claim settlement nak pichukhlagmani ya Yuta, which is rare right. Which is rare right what the Yuta Torolukia. York to Gisu. Takomas Hunred Lucia, Tamana Fania. Aran Kanak Niluku. Charisu, Tamakun what the Yut, which is rare ratun. Was the Tarangumakitun, Takoman Relami. My, Apaya right mat apaya rain edif lan klimama. Pichich kiutaina. Yuguni huanku tam sarnia. Taring umak saunaki. Chari soaya. Kanakalunia. Apravikolunihua. Atsia. Village Corporation nani huatta bigani. President takla reak putta. Tauguam chali. Chalekami laita. Board Danun Hutta Huang Gutun Board Member Ranun Chalekani Light Mahun Hutta Taring Kapper Kakun Kajiganak Sait Laganiluku Telizing a yak Ilumun Hutta Tot Nayok Lamiman Takumat Takas at Yuguni Huangut ni Taring Lachiganaku. Taugam Unafania et Kotali Kansha. Augunafani Asik Hanaku Fatonafani Kansha Fatna Matum native land claim of Hukka Yuta Nasun Rixhui Makunun Fatta Kassanun. Kitu chat ach pisiyan richak ngram chu taima yuguni fanku ta wat new chek put pisiyan richak ngram chu kasat mai ila leulang ngait ku ta gama matum nu nam ga kohtul put wallu akim ga kohtul put bitklugu mai Kasat Moris Klang Lresten Hukka Beat Kutsiungania Smukniu Mjort Kludin Hwaden Zeiling Hustun Ayok Sumtia Imna Hwata Hukka Kans Hulra Zalia Zaun Rilin Hustun Hwata Zaun Hustun Ayok Sriak Kait Kut Maai Tawgama Nun Nauting Lresten Ayok Hamta Kutin Lresten Ayok Hamta Tamana pitkluku kassanun na mogeskilagani leuta. Tuossu 1991 naami chali aukkut agan kaisu uuttai mattum Native Land Claim Actam maai chaliak kauluki fattoi mattum jashakum.